Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by GNC. Call right now. 800-400-3697. We have tickets for caller number 9. Tickets to what? How about Friday's sold-out Bottle Rocket Napa Valley Festival starring Maroon 5? This is for Friday, May 26th, single-day general admission tickets to attend Bottle Rock Napa Valley. Call number 9, 800-400-3697. It's a freaking great prize.
I was
call
looking at
now.
The other bands.
Yeah.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
This is all on Friday.
This is all on Friday. Modest Mouse, Silver Sun Pickups, Fits and the Tantrums. Bob Moses, and obviously goes on and on and on.
Many,
Warren
many
G.
More.
Hey.
Oh,
yeah.
They even have the cuisine stage, right?
Yeah, they do.
The
exactly.
Food Wars stage. It's just a huge festival.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be super fun. It's sold out on Friday, the single day general admission tickets, and we've got a pair for caller 9, 800-400-3697. Now on sale through May 17th, the best pre-workouts, proteins, vitamins, and fish oil are buy two, get one, and mix and match. Change begins at GNC. All right, it's time for Celebrity Trash. And I just had to giggle at this casting. When you go to the movies, you're supposed to just suspend disbelief. I guess Will Ferrell is older than Jason Momoa. But is he old enough to play his father?
Will Ferrell is going to play a superhero's dad.
Well, he's not going to be the dad of, I think this is a different thing.
This is an Aquaman?
No, hold on. It doesn't have a title yet.
Oh, okay.
Will Ferrell and Jason Momoa will star together as father and son. He is the 6'4", is he Hawaiian? He's the guy who played Khal Drogo.
Yes,
he is. On Game of Thrones. He was the lead barbarian in the Conan reboot and Aquaman in the upcoming DC Comics movie.
I like him.
The movie is a comedy, this new one.
Really? What do you like about him?
Well, I like the way he looks. Shh, don't talk. Just let me look.
Right. God, some of those scenes early on with him and Khaleesi are just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Damn.
Gina. So he's 37 and Will is 49.
Oh. Well, I guess you could get, you know, I guess you could be 12. I don't know. It seems young. But, you know, he's going to be playing a washed up actor. So maybe he'll have his face all pulled back. Remember when Rob Lowe was in some show and he played a plastic surgeon.
Oh, the Candelabra?
Oh, right. It's the Liberace movie.
Yeah. Right?
Oh,
is that the one?
Yes, it is. Is that what it was called? The candelabra?
I believe so.
Well, whatever. Oh, behind the candelabra
or
something?
Yeah, there you go. So
and his
hard.
Face was just, I just wonder if they'll do that to Will Ferrell. Like, that's his, you know, he's actually 60, but his face is so, like, chunked back that he can play the dad. So, and it's a comedy anyway. So Will plays a washed-up TV star who reunites with his son, who's currently a successful TV star. No title yet, but still, there you go.
All right.
They'll play father and son in an upcoming movie. Do you remember about a year ago? You don't hear too much out of Paris Hilton anymore. Once in a while, she's a blip.
She's DJing.
You don't hear too much out of the Hilton family.
Mm-hmm.
But Conrad Hilton made the news last year, and he's her younger brother. He is 23.
Was that the house he rented in Miami where he said, "Do you know who my sister is?"
That was
among
him on
other
the,
things.
It was. That's not what I'm referring to. It was the plane incident where I believe he called everyone on the plane a peasant.
Oh.
And said, "My dad could buy and sell any one of you." Do you
yeah.
know those,
but
do
I
those
believe
quotes?
That did happen, Vinny.
The part I just said, yeah, that happened too.
Yeah, that's not the one that I was thinking of.
Anyway, he's a loser. He's a completely Silver Spoon loser, is your point.
Right.
The flight crew and passengers, peasants, and he said, I can get you all fired in 5 minutes. I know your boss. My father will pay this out. He's done it before. Dad paid $300,000 last time. If you want to square me up, bro, then bring it on and I will effing fight you.
What a douche. Oh, total douche. So he's also a stalker. You can add that to the list of stuff. He's been arrested in L.A. for stealing a car and violating an ex-girlfriend's restraining order. He was arrested, looks like, about 5 a.m. Saturday morning at a house in the Hollywood Hills. He was in a Bentley owned by his ex-girlfriend's father.
He was owned booked by his ex-girlfriend's father? Yeah. Oh, he'd broken into it.
He had stolen it. I guess he was driving it.
Got it.
He was booked for grand theft auto and violating a restraining order, jailed on $60,000 bail. Don't worry, they won't have any problem getting him out. Wasn't immediately clear whether or not he'd already obtained a lawyer. I would think that the Hilton family probably has a staff of lawyers. He's had a series of run-ins with the law. He was actually arrested 2 years ago inside his ex-girlfriend's home. They've been exes, I guess, for a while. And let's see. Received probation for threatening British Airways flight attendants. Last year, he spent 2 months in jail for violating that probation by using cocaine and other drugs. So he's a peach. His girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend, says she's really afraid of him. He's not all there mentally. She is 21. Her name is Hunter Daly Solomon. And she says she's living in fear. She believes he has serious mental health problems. 21-year-old was in L.A. Sunday. This is the day after he was arrested for trying to break into her mother's house and stealing her dad's Bentley.
Do you know who Hunter's dad is?
No, I do not.
Rick Solomon. He was married to Pam Anderson.
No,
is that right?
No way. Oh, yeah.
How do you know?
Because I just looked it up.
Oh,
wow. There's a guy who's... seems too young to have a 21-year-old, but I guess we've all put 20 years on us here. Here's a picture of her.
The weirdest thing is how many times I say 20 years ago, and it's really 30 years ago.
Right.
I just can't get it through my head that I'm that old.
It is pretty scary how fast time is going.
That's her?
Rick is 48.
This article goes on to say, is Rick Solomon once dated Paris Hilton? Can you believe
yeah,
that?
Yeah, isn't he the star of the...
Yeah.
Paris Hilton
yeah.
sex
yeah.
tape?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's right.
And now her little brother used to date his daughter.
Oh.
Gross. That's like super gross.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, well. Anyway, the bottom line is that Conrad Hilton kid is a twit. Money does not help make you a good person, that's for sure. Tickets for Harry Styles' first solo tour, gone in seconds.
People are into it.
They went quickly. They sold out in seconds across 29 markets. No surprise to Team Styles, Vin. They'd seen ticket signups far outpace demand. Ticketmaster has this new thing called the Verified Fan Signup Program. This is to prevent people from just... getting a bunch of tickets and scalping them.
Okay. Anything that helps that, I'm for.
He saw 7 fans register in advance for every 1 ticket that was available on his 13-date tour of North America, breaking the record for fan-to-ticket signups that they rolled out earlier this year. This is their whole, you know, anti-scalper initiative. Styles also went on sale with 10 shows in Europe and 6 dates in Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, and Japan. And registered buyers in U.S. and Canada could buy 4 tickets apiece, but only a tiny fraction of everybody who signed up is going to get to see him. Touring in support of his debut. Is this that sweet creature?
Yes, it is.
Turn this up. This is super pretty. He kicks off his world tour here September 19th at the Masonic and wraps up in Phoenix October 14th before heading to Paris. And, you know, it's totally sold out.
Will he do One Direction hits as well, or are we only going to get the solo material? Anybody?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
I don't know. Mm.
I would think he probably will do some One Direction.
He legally do that?
Probably. I mean, I have no idea.
He's in the band, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or did I get that wrong?
No, he's in the band. Is the band officially, are they just on hiatus or have they broken up? I know Zayn's out, but another guy, Niall something.
Niall. Horan.
Yeah. We heard a single from him last week, too, right? There, a few of them are doing projects, and I don't know if there'll be a reunion, but is this something else from his?
This is Niall Horan.
Oh, that's right, Slowhand. Yeah, good for them. They don't have to be in a boy band anymore. They were the biggest deal, man. I knew some girls who were losing their over One Direction.
Oh,
1D.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
1D.
Kris Jenner and Scott Disick, it looks like they are joining. Now, he is the father of Kourtney Kardashian's kids, right? Scott
All three
Disick?
Of them, yeah.
And he's a star on their reality show.
Yeah.
But he and Kourtney have broken up.
They're on again, off again. But she was spotted with someone this weekend.
Some young model.
As well as him.
I read that he brought a date on their family trip and tried to keep her a secret from the rest of the family.
That just played out on their show the other day.
Good job, Scott.
And I guess, what's her face? Kim went into his room, saw the girl, and said to get the bleep out of there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that, or I didn't see that part. But I was reading the playback on it. Maybe this morning or last night and was just, oh, wow, that's bold.
Well, he's the dad of Kris Jenner's grandchildren, or some of them. And so he is part of the family, and they're going to do a reality show together. They're working on a show tentatively called Royally Flipped, where they're going to flip houses, but they're going to flip high-enders.
Of course.
They'll pull stuff from Malibu and all, you know, the ritzier areas. So if you are, look, I might have to watch that.
Kourtney probably is not happy about that.
Why is that? Just
well,
because
she's really into redoing homes and design stuff.
Oh.
So
seems like she and Kris should do that and not her and Scott.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Well, anyway, you have that to look forward to.
On E, of course.
Oh, it doesn't say, but of course it's on E. It has to be. Are they even contractually allowed to do anything with anybody else?
I don't know.
They all have E tattooed on their bubble butts. Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame it's had some trouble. First, a guy took a jackhammer to it, right?
Oh, I thought it was the border. The wall around.
Well, that happened too. But as far as it getting defaced, even before he was elected, someone had jackhammered his name out of it and just completely defaced it. That was October of 2016. And then there were other things. You're right. Somebody did build a wall around it. In April of 2017, somebody wrote F Trump in Sharpie across it, which I'm sure they figured, I don't know how to get Sharpie off stuff, but somebody knows how.
Sure.
I had heard actually, I don't know if this is true or not, that if you write on something with a Sharpie and then you immediately take a dry erase marker and write over it, like draw right over it and then wipe it off really fast,
that'll come off. Yeah. We used to do that on our board in the...
Oh, maybe you told me this.
In the office.
In case if somebody accidentally wrote on it with a Sharpie.
It's like one of those mom hacks.
Yeah. Now, someone has put a golden toilet on his star. It has on the inside of the lid, there's a big fat pig with a king's crown on it, and it says "Take a Trump" on the bowl, on the actual reservoir on the top of the tank. But somebody smashed it with a hammer. Here's a shot of it. It's a golden toilet, Vinny. That'll be an easy one to clean up. They'll just come and huck that thing into a dumpster. It's not like when they jackhammered his name out.
Well, people got lots of time.
They do. I don't know if it's the same guy who did the art installation with the wall around it. President Trump's taken a lot of shots from late-night talk show hosts since taking office, and there's a study that shows he's on pace to become the most joked-about president in late-night history, which is surprising that we needed a study to tell us that, because you cannot get away from Donald Trump on the late-night shows. Researchers from George Mason University found he's been the target of 1,060 jokes since moving into the White House in January, which actually seems super low, but it puts him on pace to surpass Bill Clinton's record of being the butt of about 1,700 jokes in 1998. That was the Monica Lewinsky scandal year.
Mm-hmm. W's not on that list?
He's on the list, but far lower, believe it or not. Stephen Colbert has hit Trump the most, 337 jokes since January. Trevor Noah from The Daily Show has is second with 315. Jimmy Fallon with 231. Jimmy Kimmel at 177. And those are the only four that they tracked. It doesn't even include Seth Meyers, Samantha Bee, Bill Maher, Saturday Night Live, because then I guess maybe they can't count that high. I don't know. This is from Inauguration Day through April 29th, his 100th day in office. The database only goes back to 1992, but it's hard to imagine there being bigger numbers before that since there are more shows now.
Right.
And
well, Nixon was a pretty popular punching bag, so was Ford.
But sure.
Actually, Carter was... Mm-hmm. That's a pretty normal thing.
It is.
Political humor, and I'm surprised how many people love it. You were saying the other day that you love it.
I do.
And I was thinking, the Colbert thing, I would just tune him out. At a certain point, it's like, all right, dude, we get it. You don't like the guy. Anything else? Okay, bye.
Yeah.
But you're into it.
I just feel like he just hits it. He's just really good at taking what the guys, he actually takes, because, you know, all these guys try to make it seem like they're doing the news now. You know, that's like, I think The Daily Show has really popularized sort of satirical, mm-hmm. you know, news-ish. They'll actually put up the picture or show the clip of somebody doing something and then just pick it apart. I find it delightful. I can't get enough. So he's been, they say, bludgeoned his first 100 days. By comparison, President Obama was the target of 936 jokes in his first 100 days. Oh, sorry, throughout the entire first year of office. And George W. was only targeted 546 times in 2001. I find that surprising. Loretta Lynn, you may have heard she had a stroke last week.
I did hear that.
She suffered a stroke Thursday night at her home in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee.
Does it have her age there?
She is 85.
Yeah.
She turned 85 in April. According to reports, she is responsive. She's under medical care. Doctors ordered her to rest and take care of herself, so she's postponing all of her tour dates until further notice.
She was still touring?
Uh-huh. She's been keeping very busy. In addition to the tour that she was doing, she has a new album coming out August 18th called Wouldn't It Be Great? Her sister, Crystal Gayle, posted a statement saying...
Wait, what?
Her sister, Crystal Gayle.
That's not a real sister, is it?
It is her real
sister.
It
is?
Yeah.
The lady with the really long
Don't
hair.
Don't it make my brown eyes blue? Yes,
I didn't
sister.
Know that they were sisters.
Oh, really?
Wow.
What? What?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Her sister,
Crystal Gayle.
Loretta
she's
Lynn.
She's much younger. I don't know if Crystal she's... Is she a half-sister, maybe?
We don't...
I've never heard this.
And I only know Crystal Gayle as the lady with the really long hair, like down to her feet.
And doesn't she have super blue eyes?
Uh-huh.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. I was trying to look up Loretta Lynn's net worth.
Oh, yeah?
$60
million. Ooh.
So she doesn't need to tour.
She just likes it. She's keeping busy.
Yeah, that's her sister.
Full sister?
Yes,
she's a lot younger.
They're one of eight kids.
Oh.
There's Melvin, Loretta, Herman, Jay Lee, Donald, Peggy Sue, and Betty Ruth.
Mm. Her name, Crystal's name, is actually Brenda.
Oh,
Brenda Gayle Webb.
That's her.
Oh.
Wow. You learn something new every day on the Sarah
Great job,
show.
Sarah.
Thank you. It's right here in the story.
All right.
I can't really take responsibility
well, did you,
for
but
it.
You knew that.
I did. I don't know where I heard it, but I knew that. She says, many of you have heard that my sister had a stroke. She's a strong woman. I know she'll come out of this. Our family appreciates your prayers, love, and support. We pray for a speedy recovery. How old is Crystal Gayle?
66.
20 or 19 years younger. Damn. That's a lot of kids to have over 20 years. 20 years. Steven Seagal.
What?
Is in the news.
He is.
He's a singer.
Yeah.
I might have heard that, but I don't remember that.
I want to say that one of the stories I've read is Joe Satriani played guitar for him.
Just the guy could afford it or what?
I don't know. I could be wrong, but...
Huh.
I think that's a true story.
This is Steven Seagal singing?
Yes, this is called A Better Man.
All right, let's hear it. Does Jean-Claude Van Damme have an album out? Because I'll bet that's worse. Just wondering. Steven Seagal is seeing real-life consequences for buddying up to Russian President Vladimir Putin. He has been banned from the Ukraine as a national security threat. I guess that Steven Seagal and Vladimir Putin have been friends for years. And Seagal once said, Putin's annexing of Crimea was very reasonable. He even participated in a pro-Putin motorcycle rally in Crimea. And Putin gave him Russian citizenship for all his efforts. He also lost a gig at a music festival in Estonia because the people there saw him as a Putin loyalist more than a musician. I mean, I don't really see him as a musician either, although that's not bad. Does Jean-Claude...
I can't find
him. Oh,
one,
that's
no.
Too bad. Boy, this is going to be a day of action heroes. You know, with records out. That would have been fun. Speaking of people with records out, Bret Michaels of Poison fan fame has an ode to his 12-year-old daughter. Her name is Georgia Blue. And I thought we could give that a quick
listen. I love
listen.
The name Georgia.
It's J-O-R-J-A.
I don't like it that way.
Well, Steven Seagal is a better singer than Bret Michaels. So we've got that.
You didn't like that?
I did like the words, actually. What if I fall? What if you fly? I think that's a sweet thing to say to a daughter. But anyway, that's his new song, George Blue, written to his 12-year-old daughter. All right, Vincent.
There's Steven Seagal with B.B. King.
Oh.
He's got a whole music website, like, separate from his acting career. Mm. Anyway, I've got Heroin and Your Butt. And Your Butt, I meant, there.
Together.
Yeah, together. Coffee bagels, fast facts, and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday. This part of the program brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. We will take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Caller 9 gets a pair of tickets to Lincoln Park at the SAP Center at San Jose on October 18th. The tickets actually go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. But you can win them before you can even buy them all week here on the Alice. Lincoln Park! Caller 9 right now! Jane has another pair at 4:05. So, Linkin Park fans.
This kid was great on our secret show. Remember that?
Yeah. Chad Bennington?
Chester.
I actually liked it. He was with some other band at the time, though. It wasn't a Linkin Park thing. It was like some side project.
Yeah, but he was excellent.
I loved his.
It was such a cool story to hear about him almost out of music. Yeah. And the last thing he tries to do ends up being Linkin Park.
Yep.
And he's saved.
The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealer today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. You'll love them. Mm. My pillows, I mean.
Your mom loves them. I can't wait to get mine.
Sandy does love them. All right. The Warriors play tonight, everyone. It's a 6 o'clock tip time. Let's all try to be there for that as they could complete the sweep in Utah. I noticed a lot of people gather at Kentucky Derby parties on Saturday, and I thought, oh, well, Sarah must be...
No.
All right, well, Always Dreaming won the Kentucky Derby. I hear it was a sloppy race as there had been some rain.
That horse was the favorite too, right?
I don't know. I didn't want any part of it.
Right.
I did watch right after that, though. The Warriors played and got the win, so that was nice.
Fantastic.
Big butts are all the rage these days, Sarah.
That's what I hear, Vin. Yeah.
So
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
It would make sense this lady would try to get away with this.
Oh, what'd she try? Oh.
Smuggling heroin. A woman tries to walk across the border with 2 big bags of heroin strapped to her butt.
Oh, like I just have a big butt.
No. Yeah. Mm. This was in Arizona on last Tuesday. Customs said it looked unusual, and they found 3 pounds of heroin strapped to her butt under her pants. She's been arrested for drug smuggling. In a related story, a school teacher has now been arrested It's one of those Faces of Death stories. Sorry, Faces of Meth.
Oh my
stories.
God, you scared me. I'm like, somebody died?
From beauty queen to heroin addict.
Oh, that's
in
terrible.
1 year. Look at the photos there.
Wow. Unless she was just a cute little donut.
Megan Sloan is a 27-year-old elementary school teacher. Up until about a year ago, the story says she was pretty. Now she looks like one of the zombies from Michael Jackson's Thriller.
She actually looks like she fell face down on a bed of nails. Like, her face is just riddled with... I mean, I'm not even... Is that acne or is it just, like, sores? I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. She was arrested last week...
Poor thing.
...when a fellow teacher at Holmes Park Elementary... This is an elementary school with little kids.
And she's a heroin addict.
They noticed Megan Sloan's Facebook open on her computer and a conversation Sloan was having about bringing heroin to school, selling drugs, and stealing school property to pay for her drug habit, all on this Facebook
that she just left open.
Yeah. So I don't know if that was a cry for help or she's just too wasted to keep all these so-called balls in the air. Jeez. Anyway, police were called out to the school. They found drug paraphernalia, a heroin needle in her purse. They also found some meth in her purse. They say they're small amounts, but she, I guess, was using this to get through the day.
Well, she looks like it wasn't helping.
She'd also admitted to stealing iPads and pawning them. Also,
how sad.
Cash stolen from the school trip money.
Does it say if she started with a prescription for some kind of painkiller and then when they cut that off?
But the story is all about a graphic example of the opioid problem here in America.
We're having a hard time with it.
And the heroin thing, I didn't even do the stories, but there were 5 people passed away in Santa Rosa from heroin OD. What was that, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
How awful.
I never got to it, but it's just...
There's like... What was it, like bad heroin going around? I mean, heroin's all bad, but there was some mix that was out there.
It's so frightening. Like, you know, they...
Well, you hear Dr. Drew talk about it a lot, which is these drugs that are prescribed by doctors to help people through pain, but they're not taken off them in the right way, and they're often given too much of it. And then they find themselves unable to keep that. Now they're addicted to it.
Right.
And they can't keep that up. And the next closest thing, I guess, is heroin.
Right.
I don't know anything about it.
Well, obviously, I don't ever want to get on painkillers. It's scaring the crap out of me. I'm a super addictive personality. I can totally imagine breaking a leg or hurting my back, getting addicted to pills. I mean, you see people from all walks of life. It can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
You gotta be. I would be like, I'll just try to deal with aspirin. I'll have to.
Right.
Is Breaking Bad all about heroin?
It's about meth.
Oh, okay.
You haven't watched that?
Not yet. We're getting to it, aren't we, Sarah?
Yes, we are. I was thinking Billions could be our next one, though. That sounds.
Oh,
so
yeah, I love Billions.
Oh, you've already watched it?
No, I only watched the first 6 episodes of the first season on a plane, and then that's all they had.
It gets better.
So I'm looking at the countries that make the most heroin in the world: Afghanistan, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Albania, and Turkey. That's where most of the heroin
comes from. That's where heroin comes from, huh?
Yeah.
What is Billions about?
It's about a guy who's like a Wall Street dude, right?
Yeah.
And then Paul Giamatti is like the district attorney. Right?
Trying to find dirt on the guy and trying to bring him down.
They're always at it.
But is Billions the one with the guy from...
Homeland.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And they're both incredibly corrupt. Just because Paul Giamatti works for the government, like, the things he does to get this guy are just as bad as what this other guy is
doing.
He
wants to be good, but he's got to play dirty, too.
Yeah, everyone is blackmailing everyone. But the great thing of the first 6 episodes that I saw was the revenge that this redheaded guy from Homeland keeps wanting to get on people. It's just, you salivate watching it because you're like, oh, man. If I could have gotten revenge on somebody like that, I would have, but nobody would ever really do it. But this guy does it. He's so, he holds such grudges.
Boy.
You love that. That taps a vein on you, doesn't it?
Salivating
I would never do it. I was just like, oh, wow.
And do you know who Malin Ackerman is?
Yeah.
She's the wife on there.
She's cute, good. Little blondie. She was in that couples therapy thing with, like, you've definitely seen her.
Well, the most I've heard of this TV show is that one of the people from the show was a presenter last night on the MTV TV and Movie Awards.
Asia Kate Dillon.
Dillon.
Yes, who plays Taylor on the show Billions, which is on Showtime.
She was talking about how her character, Taylor, is gender non-binary, which means she's not a woman or a man, because I guess that's been an ongoing thing at Yuzette's house. I think it's a girl. I think it's a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody did text us and say that she is that in real life, also non-defined.
I heard conflicting stories also that she has a boyfriend.
Right, so I don't know.
They have a boyfriend. Right, isn't that what we're supposed to say?
Z has a boyfriend.
The point is, this is the most I've heard about billionaires at all.
Right.
Ever.
If you ever have a long plane flight, that's the one to watch, man. So it sucks you right in.
Yeah, goes by really fast, too.
How about a fast fact?
All right, I love a fast fact, Benny. I love those.
According to NASA, the Las Vegas Strip is the brightest spot on Earth from space.
Oh, not too surprising, I guess. It's all about the lights there, huh?
Yeah.
All the lights.
Technically, a moment is 90 seconds.
A moment is more than a minute.
90 seconds.
Okay. So when we take a moment of silence, we're actually cutting it short at 60 seconds.
Right.
Okay. Keep that in mind, people.
The only planet in our solar system that's not named after a Roman god or goddess is?
I'm going to guess. I know the answer because this was a Jeopardy question one time. But I'll wait for everyone else.
I will say Earth.
It is Earth.
Yeah.
That's right.
Earth comes from an old English word, eartha, which means ground.
What was Uranus the god of?
Let me look it up. It's a good question. I'm going to say...
I love Uranus jokes, by the way, so this should be good. You've got it done for it, right?
I don't have that. He's got it.
Okay. Uranus was a primal Greek god personifying the sky. How's that? The father of the sky.
Uranus is the sky?
Yeah, he was the...
Where's the butt part about it, though?
The son. The son.
It's kind of a bummer.
And husband of Mother Earth.
Oh. You said the son and husband of Mother Earth?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's weird, I know.
Seems wrong.
Dudes, holding a puppy makes you 24% sexier.
Yep.
Yeah.
You both just agreed with that.
Yes. Yeah.
I thought for sure you would both say that's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
No. Dudes and babies, dudes and dogs.
Uh-huh.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Holding a puppy, it's big.
Holding a puppy is not only sexier, it makes you more trustworthy, smarter, and more attractive overall.
Huh?
Holding a puppy, everyone.
Puppy. A man's must-have accessory for this season.
Cats only made a guy 5% sexier.
Still, you get a bump.
Yeah, you do get a bump once that puppy grows up, too. But nothing like a puppy, everyone. A puppy
baby
is,
animals.
Right.
People love them.
If you're a woman, posing with a cat actually makes you less sexy, just so you know. That's a true finding from this.
Well, people think you're a cat lady. Everybody knows a cat lady. Yeah. Their house smells like a cat box.
Right.
And they don't go out much.
Is that right?
And if they die, the cats are going to eat them.
That's gross.
Well, that's what happens if you die. Any pet's got to get fed.
According to a new survey, it takes an average of 5 minutes, 20 seconds to find something you misplaced around the house.
Oh, that 5 minutes sucks.
And we waste 2.5 days a year searching for lost stuff.
Yeah. Got to have a place for everything.
Mm-hmm.
When you put your phone somewhere that you don't normally put it and you're about to leave...
Oh, man.
That's the worst.
Well, it's even worse if it's fallen into something, and because then you can't even... You're checking countertops, and it's...
Just nowhere. Can you call me? Oh, crap, I'm on silent.
That's the great thing about the finder on your phone, on your Apple Watch.
I hear that go off in my house twice a day.
Oh.
My lady can never find her phone.
Just like this.
Is that what you were doing the other day when you lost your phone here?
Yeah, let me hear what it sounds like.
Hold on, let me
It's a ping.
Like that.
Yeah. Oh, so it so, pings at you.
The other day ago, I forgot my phone upstairs, and I went down to the garage, and I came back up. I'm like, crap, my phone. Because I hopped in my car, and my watch says it's not connected to my phone.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, crap. So I go back upstairs. I'm just pinging the crap out of it, and it was in Hooman's studio. And we had the doors closed. And I'm running around this whole station, going to the office, going to the promotion department, pinging it the whole time.
Could you hear it?
I couldn't hear it.
No, I could.
Did you know what it was?
I didn't know what it was.
And
I just,
you were trying to cut something?
Hooman's not an Apple guy, so he doesn't know that sound. I would have, right off the bat, known exactly what someone was doing.
I wouldn't have known.
So what should I have done if that was the case? Can I ping you back? How do we?
Yeah, you just
know it's somebody's phone.
It's in here, fool.
Right, exactly.
So where were you running around?
I was going to the office. I went to promo department. I went to the Jock Lounge. I went into Vaughn Studio. I looked in the bathroom.
Everywhere but where Hooman had it.
Right.
Do you think someone stole it?
No. I knew I was here a second ago. It's somewhere here. And I kind of leave everything. It's like home here, you know? Mm-hmm. My coffee mug's there. My jacket's over there.
Our crap is strewn about.
Right.
And does it work reverse? Can you use your phone to find your watch?
I haven't tried that. I don't think it does. Does it, Ben?
I don't know.
I don't think it does that. No.
I don't think that's... I know you can use... I think you can use your laptop to also ping your stuff, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And now they have these really cool little things, like these tabs that you can put on your keys and your wallet, and it'll ping those things too.
Can you put it on the TV remote?
Yes, you can put it on anything. Yeah. It's just like a little thing you put on.
What are those called? Tiles?
Yes, yeah. Tiles. Correct.
Ding, ding.
Samsung is going to come out with these tabs that you just...
Too late.
Samsung.
You just sit there, and it just, the stuff floats over to you.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, it levitates across the room. So you just hold out your hand. You never have to get up. Just
so before
come to
or
me.
After they blow up.
Yeah, they got rid of that blowing up problem, huh?
You land in your hand and explode.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vinny says 415. This is my niece, Georgia.
Oh.
She's adorable.
Spelt the correct way.
Oh, that kid is cute.
We had Georgia on the list of names, and it just seemed like such a big name for such a little thing. I know they grow up, but at the
she's
doing the hang loose.
It's so cute.
Oh, play that, play that, play that, play, 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 play. Georgia.
Day through.
925 makes an excellent point,
which
didn't occur to me. My guess is the jokes about W stopped on September 12th.
Yeah.
Probably. It's probably right.
Nothing to joke about.
Right. As you were doing the list of the most
joked about
burnable
presidents. Right.
Presidents. Trump being number one at the moment.
Yes.
Probably why. I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.